I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, July 20th. A proposal for a footbridge to Pine Island in Blacks Creek in Quincy has formally been withdrawn. The city withdrew the plans in the face of intense neighbor opposition. Opponents argued that the boardwalk would cause damage to the environment and lead to pollution and disruption on Pine Island. Mayor Thomas Koch says he will hold community meetings about the plan. There have been 28 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy over the past 2 weeks, and the city's positivity rate is at 0.84%. Weymouth police are looking for a Volkswagen Jetta wanted for that deadly hit-and-run over the weekend. 61-year-old Sue Vo of South Weymouth was hit and killed by a car while she was walking on Pleasant Street near Ralph Talbot Street. At about 2:45 a.m., the driver did not stop. Weymouth Police Captain Aaron Metcalf said the car they're looking for is a 2011 to 2014 Volkswagen Jetta GLI. The vehicle potentially has damage to the right quarter panel area and possibly the windshield. Anybody with information is asked to contact Weymouth Police. Despite having one of the highest vaccination rates in the country, Massachusetts is seeing a surge in COVID-19 cases. Data from the state health department shows an additional 717 confirmed COVID-19 cases reported yesterday. The data includes new positive coronavirus cases reported since last Friday. The data shows the biggest percentage increase in cases was on the Cape, where 59 new cases were reported, or a 0.4% increase since Friday. Middlesex County reported 147 new cases. Here in Norfolk County, there were 59 new cases. The COVID-19 positivity rate has also increased from a 7-day weighted average low of 0.31% in mid-June to the current mark of 1.16%. According to Monday's report, 106 patients with confirmed coronavirus cases were hospitalized. 31 were in the ICU. The 7-day average of hospitalizations has increased every day since July 9th, from a low of 85 to the current 106. Provincetown reported over 100 new cases since the 4th of July weekend, prompting that town to issue a mask advisory. More than 4.3 million of Massachusetts' 7 million residents are now fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Boston University says that faculty and staff, in addition to students, will be required to get the COVID vaccine before returning to campus for the fall. Other area colleges requiring shots for more than just students include Boston College, Harvard University, MIT, and Holy Cross. In a letter to employees, BU President Robert Brown said a recent survey by the school found that 71% of faculty and 73% of staff are vaccinated. That would add up to about 2,000 workers who may not be vaccinated before the fall semester starts. BU said it will be offering walk-up vaccination clinics on campus. Massachusetts lawmakers have reportedly agreed on a measure to extend early voting and voting by mail in local elections. The full legislature is set to take up the proposed bill, and it could be on the governor's desk by the end of the week. Secretary of State Bill Galvin said he's optimistic the bill will be approved. Galvin last month told legislative leaders that urgent action was needed to preserve mail-in voting, which was adopted in Massachusetts for the first time last year during the pandemic. According to the State House News Service, House and Senate negotiators reached a compromise to essentially put pandemic voting rules back into effect until December 15th. Voters will be able to cast ballots by mail until then. Municipalities can also offer early voting no sooner than 10 days before the election. Cities and towns would be able to opt out of mail-in voting for local elections if they choose. Here in Quincy, there will likely be A preliminary election on September 14th, the final municipal election on November 2nd. A Brockton man was arrested and charged with murder yesterday in the fatal stabbing of a man the night before. 40-year-old Keith Disharoom is accused of stabbing 44-year-old Eric Cohen, formerly of Holbrook, who died early Monday morning at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. Brockton police were called to North Main Street Sunday night for a report of an assault with a knife. When officers and medical personnel arrived, they found Cohen unresponsive with multiple stab wounds to his upper chest. The FBI has released hundreds of pages of records from notorious Boston mobster James Whitey Bulger's file. The Boston Herald reports the 300 pages of heavily redacted records shows the agency was aware that Bulger was involved in loan sharking, horse fixing, and other crimes before recruiting him as an informant. The FBI says the records were posted on the agency's Vault Public Records database earlier this month and will be the first in a series of records released on Bulger. The record showed the FBI was tracking Bulger and other different hoodlum groups in the Boston area that were involved in loan sharking in the early 1970s. The records also detail a horse racing scheme that involved bribing jockeys and drugging horses to fix races at tracks in Boston, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Las Vegas to benefit mobsters operating in those areas. Bulger led a largely Irish mob that ran loan sharking, gambling, and drug rackets in the Boston area. He was convicted in 2013 in connection with a series of gangland slayings and other crimes, while also working as an FBI informant who ratted on the New England mob, his gang's main rival. Bulger fled Boston in late 1994 after his FBI handler warned him he was about to be indicted and was one of America's most wanted men before being arrested in California. In 2011, Bulger was killed in federal prison in West Virginia. In 2018, authorities have not charged anyone with his killing, but law enforcement said at the time two Massachusetts mobsters were suspects. The House preparing for a debate Thursday on legislation that would legalize sports betting in Massachusetts, a vote that would then shift attention to a Senate where leaders appear more willing to tackle sports wagering than they were last session. House Speaker Ron Mariano's office sent an updated schedule to representatives yesterday, telling them to be prepared at Thursday's formal session to debate a revised version of Representative Dan Cahill's bill to legalize sports betting. Cahill's bill was redrafted in the Committee on Economic Development and Emerging Technologies and reported out favorably by the committee over the weekend. The bill could be further changed by the House Ways and Means Committee before it hits the floor Thursday. At least 30 states, including neighboring Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Hampshire, and New York, have authorized gamblers to place legal bets on sports in some fashion since the U.S. Supreme Court in May of 2018 ruled that the nearly nationwide prohibition on sports wagering was unconstitutional and gave states the ability to legalize the activity. The Red Cross is offering some gifts, hoping to boost urgently needed blood donations. The organization says it needs to collect more than 1,000 donations every day to meet demand. Right now, there is an unusually high number of emergencies, as well as organ transplants and elective surgeries. Anyone who donates before July 31st can get a $10 Amazon gift card and be entered for a chance to win gasoline for a year. A blood drive will be held at the Sons of Italy Hall on Quarry Street in Quincy Monday from 1 to 7 p.m. Target is bringing back its annual Teacher Prep events. The retailer says educators can get 15% off classroom supplies and other essentials from now through July 31st. But make sure you get everything you want all at once because the discount can only be applied on one trip to the store. To participate, teachers have to register through Target Circle Loyalty Program. Check of business news, and stocks pulled back yesterday. The Dow sank 725 points. The NASDAQ dropped 152, and the S&P lost 68. Asian shares also fell as worries grow that a faster spreading variant of the coronavirus could upend the global economic recovery. Dollar rose, the euro fell, oil is down to just over $66 a barrel. Sports, Red Sox roll over the Blue Jays and Toronto last night, 13-4. The series continues tonight at 7. National Weather Service forecast for today: hazy, hot, and humid, high near 90 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy, low 63. Tomorrow, thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon, high 82. Partly sunny, 80 for Thursday. And clouds and sun on Friday with a high 80 degrees. For the boater, waves about a foot. Light westerly wind becoming southerly later today. High tide at 8:25 a.m. Sun rose at 5:25, sets at 8:14. So again, hazy, hot, and humid today, high near 90 degrees. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, July 20th.